And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, David James finds his yard is biting him.
I dug up still another patch of backyard Friday and Saturday, and the same thing happened as last time. My forearms swelled up. For a couple of days, I looked like Popeye the Sailor Man. Right now, although the swelling has receded, I am itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. Although the other symptoms associated with that song have not yet displayed. I guess it could be mosquitoes, for all that I didn't hear them around my ears or see them alight. This pest is maybe Chainsaws vexans, its cousin Hammerdrillus vexans, or Sneak Upon Us vexans. I wear gloves, but inevitably a couple of welts appear near my elbows and I know I'm in for it. I went to the grocery store for some ammonia. Because I come from a medical family, I have always gravitated toward the remedy with the longest Latin or Greek name, in this case, hydrocortisone. But, bah, I'm scratching like a hound, although the etiology of my condition is not, as described in that song, either. The internet suggested ammonia and baking soda as the best treatments, and though the inventory in my new old manse of cleaners and remedies provided the soda, I had not yet acquired ammonia, although you can be sure that by nightfall that insufficiency was remedied. I have applied all the ingredients the web suggests: ammonia, baking soda, camphor oil with calamine, in various combinations and in one fearsome potion, and what happens is less than hoped for. I think the next time I'm going to have to be quicker and slather the bite moments after its infliction. Also, I have on order a new vial of Benz 100, to which I was introduced by my main friend, Uncle Borden, as essential armor for any knight-errant of the wilderness. Had Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, for example, magically transplanted to the present, begun wandering around among the murmuring pines and the hemlocks, he would not have left home without it. Years ago, in possession of a can of Benz, I merely had to set it out with my camp stove and lantern, and vexans would buzz to sights unknown at hitherto unrecorded speed. The raison d'etre of this affliction, or perhaps addiction would be a better word, is the other patch I spoke of, the newest garden plot. 2 4x8 raised beds, a 4x3 squash patch, 2 6-foot-long giant sunflower strips, a row of corn plants, and one lovely flower bed under the spreading pawpaw tree have not been enough to contain the mass of young plants, which, you might recall, I described in a previous posting as having been raised from seed. I needed one more to accommodate the remaining 7 heirloom tomatoes and the lovely mass of low-ground portulaca with their promise of delicate, multicolored sun roses. These exploded into abundance from lackluster beginnings in starter pots this last couple of weeks. The new garden spaces require the removal of all the grass thereupon, and if all the topsoil is not to be discarded with it, the clods must be shaken, pounded with a garden fork, pulled apart, aerated with the garden weasel, yes, I do own one, or chopped with a short-handled double-bladed garden hoe, or a combination of all 5 methods. Somewhere in this process, the bitey, stingy children of Mother Nature wade in with their best, and here it is Friday, and I'm still itching. Mr. and Mrs. Robin are nesting in the pawpaw tree again, and this year looks to be more successful. Last year's nest was raided by predators, probably crows, before the eggs hatched, but Mom and Dad are still sitting. The yard is already full of fledgling birds, hopping along after their parents and giving their wings a characteristic shake, which means, "I will not let you alone until you feed me." I went out this morning and tried that, and the tomatoes grew an inch in response. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm David James.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaking and my knees.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.